This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Linda. Well, it allows to expect those dreams to get to you. Now, we would like to spend the rest of our afternoon interacting with the rest of you and attempting to help you go on to a journey with the inside the rest of you. Through a suggestive meditation, if you would. As we make suggestions to you, we would emphasize the importance of utilizing your imagination, particularly your senses of feeling, of touching, of smelling, of hearing. Utilize as many senses as you possibly can. And utilize your imagination in an attempt to make it real. Now we're going to suggest certain elements, certain scenarios, certain visualizations. We'd like to emphasize that it's not important that you see in particular that which we suggest. It's not important that the visualization is exactly as we suggest it should be, or that you even see it at all. What's important is, once again, the utilization of your imagination to sense as much as to see and to visualize the images that we would present to you. Utilize once again your sense of smell, your sense of touch and of hearing. Use your imagination. Allow it to run wild like it was when you were a child and you would daydream. And it would be a daydream which, while you were in that altered state, was as real and as vivid as the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Allow that imagination to assist you in the experience. And so we would begin. And we would ask you to close your eyes. We would ask you to breathe deeply. Take a deep breath, and when you exhale, allow the tension to begin to drain from your body. As you exhale, allow all of the pent-up anxieties to begin to dissipate. And breathe in relaxation, and exhale the tension, and begin to relax. Breathe deeply and pay attention to your breath. Feel it go deep into your lungs, refreshing and relaxing. And as you exhale, feel the tension begin to drain from your body. And relax. Relax. Feel the relaxation begin to dwell and to settle upon you, coming down over the top of your head, relaxing down across your forehead and down the back of your neck and through your cheeks. Feel each and every muscle relax and relax. The relaxation slips down over your shoulders, down through your arms and out through your wrists, into your hands, into your very fingertips. Feel the relaxation, warm and inviting, and relax. With each breath you feel the relaxation begin to creep further and further through your body, down through your chest and through your abdomen. Relax. Past your hips, begin to creep down your legs, total relaxation. Feel completely at ease. Relax, relax. As the relaxation begins to creep down your bottom of your legs and through your ankles and out into your very toes, and relax. Feeling at ease, very comfortable. Relax, relax. We're going to count backwards from 5 to 1. And when we reach the number 1, you will be totally relaxed. The only sound that will have importance to you is the sound of otherwise. As you relax and allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Number 5. The relaxation now is encompassing your entire being. 4. Deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable. 3. Feeling totally relaxed. 2. Almost there, completely relaxed, beginning to only pay attention to the sound of our voice. And 1, 1, totally relaxed, completely at ease, feeling very comfortable. Very sad, listening to the sound of our voice, completely relaxed. And you begin to sense that you are standing in the center of a very lush meadow. The sun is warm upon your face. It's a lovely day. You can feel the breezes, hear the rustle of the grasses, sense the smell and the sights of the wild flowers that are growing profusely throughout the meadow. A very warm and inviting place, this meadow. And as you stroll through the meadow, you feel and sense and smell all of the richness of this wonderful place that you found yourself in. And as you cross through the meadow, you notice that there is a wooded area at the edge of the meadow with a path that seems very inviting. And you walk down the path, leaving the meadow and entering into the woods, and smells all change and take on that musty aroma, that beautiful smell that comes from the forested area. And as you walk down the path, you can feel the leaves brush against you, and you can hear the birds now singing, and you can hear the rustling of the wildlife in the meadow. A very comforting place, very inviting, very welcoming. That urges you to continue on your journey, to follow the path to explore, feeling warm and at ease and very comfortable. And as you surround the corner in the pathway that you're following, there in front of you sits a very inviting cabin. It's beginning to become evening. And this cabin offers you the ultimate inviting and warm shelter. And you open the door and step into a very, very inviting environment with a fireplace burning off to one side. And you sit down and stare into the fire and feel the warmth and hear the crackling of the wood being consumed by the fire. A very inviting place. You feel absolutely at ease, completely at ease and comfortable, and a warm and safe place. And as evening turns to darkness, you have the inclination to lay down and to enter into a very comforting and very deep sleep. And you go deeper and deeper into this warm, inviting area. And you go deeper and deeper. And in your sleep, you enter into a dream state. And it's the type of a dream state where you can have the capacity to influence that which you're experiencing. And as you're involved in this dream, you see before you a staircase that leads down. And it once again appears to be very inviting, a well-lit staircase, one that you have absolutely no fear of entering. And you begin to descend and go down and down and deeper as you walk down the stairs into this inviting, very warm, very welcoming environment. And you sense the lights that are around you, and you can feel as you get deeper the slight warm dampness of this stairway that you're traversing as you go deeper and deeper. And at the bottom of the stairway, there's a door there that invites you to open it. And once again, you feel completely at ease, and it beckons you, and you reach out and turn the knob and feel the dampness and the coolness of the knob as you open the door and step through into this magnificent environment. A very, very desirable place to be here, absolutely. And once again, there is this pathway that just seems to lead off into the distance with no definite destination, and yet it beckons you to follow. It beckons you to come forward and to enter into this new area, this new environment, this warm and inviting place where you can once again feel and sense the warmth of the air that's around you. You can hear the birds, and it's a very, very safe, very desirable place to be. And as you walk down the path, you begin to notice that on either side of the path there are activities being carried out by individuals. And as you walk along, these activities seem somehow to be familiar. some of them even beckon to you. And you walk down the pathway and look off to the side and see these various activities and different activities as you appear to the other side. And as you walk down the pathway farther and farther into this reality, one of these activities that are occurring off to the side beckons you. You feel compelled to step off to the path and to step into that reality, to step into that activity. And so you take the step, you step into that reality. And you begin to sense an entire change as you step off the path and into that reality. And we would ask you to look down and look at the way that you are dressed. And we would ask you to determine whether or not, as you stepped off that pathway into that reality, that you were a man or a woman standing in that reality, involved in that activity. Pay attention to the garb that you're wearing. Pay attention to your clothing, to your shoes. Feel what it's like. Sense the environment that surrounds you. Be aware of the smells and of the sounds. As you look around you, we would ask you to give a sense of the time period that you're involved in. Utilize your imagination once again, and it will come to you what that time period is. And remember once again whether you are a man or a woman involved in this activity. We would ask you to look around and get a sense of the environment. Are you in an open area, or have you stepped into some type of a structure or a building? Be aware of your surroundings. Feel and sense and smell and hear all of the activity that's going on around you. Be aware of the others that are involved in that activity and see if there's anyone there that you recognize. Perhaps someone that's in a different gender than what you would experience them in your so-called present existence. But nonetheless, someone that you recognize as someone that you know, someone perhaps that you know intimately, or someone that you know simply as an acquaintance that's involved in that reality that you are experiencing. Take a moment or two and dwell on the activity. Who are you? What do you do? What is your purpose? What are your interactions and relations with other entities that are involved in this reality that you are experiencing? Now, we would ask you to go to a significant event that's occurring in this reality. An event that has attracted you to step off the path into this reality. An event that may be occurring in the present moment that you're experiencing, or perhaps at an earlier date, or perhaps at a later date in this reality. Some event that has a significance to what you are experiencing in this particular incarnation or period. A significant event, once again, that attracted you to step into that reality. And take a moment to, once again, ascertain if it's an earlier or a later date, and what that significance is, and what the event is, and experience the event, and know that whether it's a positive or negative event, it's one that you have created, and one which you are in control of, and one which you have no need to feel apprehensive about at all. And so experience that reality, experience that event. And take a moment to allow the significance to come through so that you can grasp the entire reality. Now, we would ask you to once again step onto the path. Once again feel that comfortable and inviting environment. And begin to retrace your steps. Follow the path and come back to the doorway. To ascend the stairs. And to come back into your dream state. And when you awake from that dream state into the cabin, you will remember the dream. You will remember the events that you were participating in, that you were involved in. And as you come out of your sleep and you find yourself sitting once again in front of that fire, you begin to exit your cabin and come back down through the path into the forest, back into the meadow, bringing with you the memory of the entire interaction, remembering each detail as you begin to awaken, as you begin to come back into this reality. And we will count down from 3 to 1, and when we reach 1, you will feel wide awake and refreshed and retaining the memory of the entire interaction. And number 3, beginning to wake up. Number 2, now feeling like you are coming wide awake. And number 1, feeling wide awake and refreshed, and indeed bringing with you the memory of that entire experience and interaction. Well now, for some that may have been a very inviting and indeed interesting interaction. For some it has been an experience that you've been involved in before. For some it may be your very first experience at that type of a guided meditation. But we hope that each of you enjoyed it for whatever sense that it had for you in terms of some type of recognition of a past interaction or life that you may have been involved in. And we utilize that term past simply because in your awakened consciousness state you believe in this concept of time and space. The irony of it is that you exist in the now and you were involved in a multitude of various reality creation processes. And when we suggested that you walk down a path and that there were activities in being carried out on each side, each one of those could have been an activity that you choose to be involved in, that you are currently in the process of creating and involving and interacting with other entities. Many of those entities as well are interacting with you in various of those activities that you witnessed while you were walking down your imaginary path. You are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. You exist in a multitude of creation processes. And it is within your capacity, should you desire to do so, to experience many of those alternate realities, if you wish, from an altered state of consciousness. That capacity, that ability is within each of you. And if you find it beneficial to have someone do what we refer to as a guided or visualization type of meditation, then so be it, but it's not necessary. You can, if you wish, become involved in that process simply by giving yourself the suggestion when you enter into a meditative state and using your imagination to utilize the visualization to get to that same area. We have suggested, as you will remember, through the meditation that you go through various stages where you are continuously going deeper and deeper and deeper into your consciousness. Each one of those elements, each one of those visualizations is for the purpose of taking you one step deeper and one step deeper and one step deeper so that you can get to that area where you utilize your imagination and visualization in the events. Although when you come into your awake state, it may seem to be simply a utilization of your imagination. Nonetheless, when you're in that altered state, the feelings and emotions are quite real. Because it is as real as this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. So we hope that each of you have enjoyed that particular activity. It is quite a different alteration from our general format, but it was our intent to allow you to experience some type of entertainment instead of always attempting to be so serious in our presentations to you. And so, until the next time that we have this opportunity to interact and to share with you, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And if you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity. And once again, we are grateful for this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.